Carr is the owner of the Columbia Street Mall. I was in Mason recently, and I stuck my head in there. Didn't tell Arwen I was there, but I looked around and moseyed around a little bit, and I overheard some women that were in there talking about how they wish that their significant others would come in there and get them something for Valentine's Day. And I thought that was a little different than what you might think of for Valentine's Day gifts, flowers and chocolates and so on. So I called Arwen Carr up and wanted to chat with him about that. Arwen, how are you?
Yeah, very good.
People are coming in there and buying Valentine's Day gifts. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it seems like that the typical flower and chocolate is all fine and dandy for the quick shopper, but someone that was really thinking about them, they, you know, like, even with the flowers, they could buy a nice Roseville or Fenton vase or, you know, some pottery, all kinds of collectibles, you know, whatever the spouse, significant other likes.
Arwen, I'm not a knick-knack guy, but when I was walking through there, I guess I went in there apprehensively because I didn't really know what I was going to see. But there was a lot of cool stuff in there and different types of items. You mentioned those vases. I saw several that I thought, wow, my wife might like these. Tell us about some of the goods you have in there.
Yes, we have just about anything you should think about. Like I said, we have a lot of cookie jars that are, you know, U.S. made. Older cookie jars that are very collectible. A lot of people don't put cookies in them anymore, but they do put dishwashing soap in them, which is kind of a neat way to show off your cookie jars. The vases, we have Roseville, Fenton, Royal Copley, and they come in all kinds of varieties, just, you know, anything from figurine type animals, just a beautiful pottery. All kinds of crocs, jugs, and it's just unbelievable. With all the dealers we have, it's just such a wide variety of things there that it's pretty neat.
Arwen Carr is the owner of the Columbia Street Mall. Arwen, I recently read that American Pickers, that TV show on cable, is one of the top 10 shows. They're drawing audiences, depending on the episode you watch, between 4, 5, and sometimes 6 million viewers. That show has these guys traveling across the country just picking through old buildings and old storage sheds, and they're finding lots of valuable stuff. What's that? What do you think about that show, and what's that show done for businesses like yours?
Well, that show is a lot of fun to watch and has a lot of interesting things. It has sparked the interest for people of old things. The big thing is that not everything old is valuable. And we also have to remember that that is a TV show, and it is somewhat staged. So the prices that they do pay on a lot of the items, you could come into our store and get a lot of the same items for less money than they're paying for. So, that, you know, and it is now become quite thrifty. You know, it's in to be thrifty, in to save some money and buy good U.S. made items.
All right. Arwen Carr is the owner of the Columbia Street Mall. If people want to know more about your business, Arwen, where do they go?
We have a website at ColumbiaStreetMall.com. There's quite a few other things that point you to our website. A lot of things. Then you can come right on into Mason, right across from the elevator as you're heading towards the downtown area. Our building's an old 1800s lumber yard, which has been converted. All the lumber stalls have been converted into antique booths.
What's the phone number out there?
It's 517-244-1007.
All right. Thanks, Arwen.
Well, thank you very much.